On behalf of the Buffalo Bills organization, Mr. Wilson, Coach Marone, Doug Whaley, we're very pleased to announce that we've come to a contract extension with Aaron Williams. After the season, we had a comprehensive offsite with Coach Marone and Doug Whaley and Jim Monas, our director of player personnel, and really laid out and detailed our master plan moving into the future. Obviously, extending a player like Aaron was a priority for us, and we're thrilled that he's going to be with us long term. I'd be remiss if I did not give major kudos to Jim Overdorf and our negotiating team, along with Aaron's representative, Ben Dogra, who worked tirelessly through this process. I know I'm going to be asked this question, so I'm just going to net it out. This is completely independent from any other negotiations that we have going on at this time, because we have a lot of negotiations going on at this time. Today is all about Aaron and about our future, and I'm thrilled to have him in the fold moving forward, and I'm turning over to him. The only reason I'm doing this right now is because Doug Whaley's out scouting, so where he should be. So, Aaron, congrats, man.
I just want to thank Russ and Doug and Jim for allowing me to sign long-term with the Bills. It's been a great opportunity and very blessed to have this opportunity to be with a great team like this. I know that Russ is having a great plan to build this team into a playoff team again. And, you know, we talked at the end of the season that they're going to give me the responsibility of leading this defense to where it used to be. And that's a dominant defense of being aggressive and being nasty out there making plays. And I told them I accept the role of leading this defense to where it used to be. And, you know, just blessed that they gave me the opportunity and they trusted me to be here long term to get this team back where it started.
Any questions?
All right. When did Aaron? Congratulations. When did you first, learn of the wheels get in motion for this extension? That that this was going to be a possibility.
In this business, you never know when anything's a possibility. Things change left and right. They brought the subject up to me after the end of the season, and I said, hey, it's a great opportunity. I'm glad you think that. I'm going to let you guys handle the business side. I'm going to just go out there, enjoy my time off a little bit, and keep working out. And when I hear from you guys is when I hear from them. My agent actually called me last night and said, hey, we feel comfortable with the deal, so let's sign it. And I said, okay, great. And that's the last I heard from
him. How, just what do you think of your development as a player, and how do you view the season you put together last season?
I just got to keep working. And trust the coaches and what the scheme and how they want to be played. And I don't see too many changes to where we got to redo everything. I haven't met with Coach Schwartz yet, but speaking with Donnie in the offseason, just checking up on him, see how he's doing. We didn't talk to any football yet, but I feel real confident in knowing that nothing major is going to change. Might be a few things here and there, but. I think team-wise, once we get all the pieces together, we'll be completely fine.
I mean, obviously moving to safety, was a big change to a degree, and, it seemed like it suited you. Did you, looking back, do you feel, pretty good about how you made that transition, which, wasn't simple?
Moving to safety wasn't a huge change. I mean, the only change you have is just more responsibility of play calling. I keep saying when you're at corner, you don't really have a responsibility of knowing where everybody is doing. You're out there on the island, man to man the whole time. Coming to safety, I do feel comfortable out there. I like being in control to making sure everybody is in the same position, in the right position, and putting people in position to make plays. It's back there being a quarterback. And it's something that I've grasped in the last season, and Jerry's taught me a lot to how to control the defense and how guys can trust me to put them in the right position. So, moving to safety is probably one of the best things I've had in my career.
Aaron, congrats on the deal and the extension. You talked about how there's not going to be many changes schematically with the defense. There could be a big change in the defensive backfield, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about, you know, just what it might be like with the Jairus Byrd situation hanging over your head.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing about Jairus Byrd, I mean, people ask me every day, are y'all going to sign Jairus back? And completely honest, that's none of my business to even talk about. I'm going to let Russ and Doug and Jim handle that. If Jairus does come back, I mean, you know, that'd be the greatest thing ever because, you know, our chemistry is, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I said it during the last season that we can look at each other and not even talk and know what we're talking about. But if he doesn't come back, good luck to him. You know, we're always going to be best friends. The business side is never going to change our relationship outside of football. We just got to move on and find another piece to try to replace his role. And whatever we got to do, I know Russ and the office upstairs is going to have a game plan for that to happen.
Did you say you haven't met Jim Schwartz yet?
I have not. No.
Really? Okay. You haven't been in town, though, right?
I haven't. No, right. I haven't been in town. Just came in.
Right. As far as being a free safety and playing with range, you know, the fact that you play corner your whole life, really, I mean, how much do you see that as a help that is to be able to sort of control the deep third or deep half when you need to?
I mean, you know, being with Coach Henderson, you know, he really helped me out of how to be rangy like Jairus has been for us in the last few years. It takes repetition and practice. I've been at cornerback, but, you know, sometimes I'd goof around and be safety. I think my rookie year, I played safety, you know, for our scout team for a little bit. And it's never just been about cornerback. You know, I've always trying to help my craft out in any way possible. I think, you know, moving safety, it helps me, my man coverage a lot better. I'm obviously good in the box, and, you know, my range, I'm perfecting it a little more and just keep studying film and seeing other players like Jairus and Earl Thomas's and the other great safeties, Troy Polamalu, see what they do and what makes them great and match my game and how can I, you know, increase my value in the backfield.
Not to say that you resisted the move to safety, but it sounds like it's become the fact that maybe it is the best position for you, and it's certainly paid off.
Yeah, I mean, wherever coach wants me to play, I'm going to do my best of my ability to be the best player out there in that field. Just like last year, we had an emergency where we didn't have enough cornerbacks out there, so they said, hey, you know, we need you at cornerback. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm not going to question their you know, any of their process of wanting me to be out there. I just go out there and do it. I try to remember everything I've learned to get me to this point and just do it. As far as moving to safety, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to help me in my career and get me to where I'm at today. But, you know, with the help of my teammates as well, I always got to thank them as well.
Four-year extension, Aaron?
Yeah.